We turn now to a conversation with a metaphysician that is a traditional wisdom keeper, keeper of oral tradition, that can translate some wonderful medicine ways to us today, and is going to be having a class in Moab, Utah on the 25th of August at the Mark from 6:30 until 9:30 p.m. Guy Eagle Gillisheimer, thank you so much for coming up to KZMU today and talking to us about all the things you do.
Thank you, Christy.
It's a fascinating class that you are going to be sharing.
Well, technically, I am known as Anishinaabe Métis and Norwegian heritage, which up on the Canadian border and United States border, we just call ourselves mixed bloods or mutts. Basically, I was born between two worlds. My mother's side is Native American and Scotch-French. That's the Métis. On my dad's side is Norwegian. There's the Gillisheimer. So I have Guy Gillisheimer and I have Lone Eagle. Those are the two names from the two sides. And they don't always go together. So in some cultures, one works better than the other. Anyway, I've spent my life trying to make peace with both sides because they're flowing through me. Trying to make peace with myself, it moved me in a lot of directions to answer a lot of questions. Over the years, I started using the medicine wheel model from my Lone Eagle side in my training on the reservation to collect information, to translate it.
To bring it down to its understandable nugget for anyone?
Exactly. So one of the issues that we always ran into was the translation into English language. And so one of the things we're going to do here in August 25th, we're going to offer this evening, and we're going to work off of a teaching that goes back to my grandfather, Francis Cree, otherwise known as Eagle Heart, from the Turtle Mountain Reservation. He's crossed over now, but he gave me a teaching a long time ago, and I've modified it or advanced it a little bit to add some things. I haven't taken away from it. And we're going to offer it to the public and show what we mean of where things can get lost in translation.
Well, let's speak with something right now about translating. The a medicine bundle is sometimes perceived as a collection of wisdom. It doesn't necessarily mean physical objects. Is that a correct understanding?
Kinda.
So help make it clearer. So, are you bringing kind of a wisdom bundle to community here of these traditional translated?
I carry a functionable wisdom bundle. Yes, that's true. But it still needs to be translated. So medicine isn't, by the Western definition, it is something that we go to the hospital for, the doctor for. Mm-hmm. You know, in our ways, it's not allopathic, it's not homeopathic, it's not surgical. It's the result of coming into the magic. There's medicine available. Sometimes it can be an awareness, sometimes it can be an emotional release, sometimes it can be a physical ailment is gone, or you learn how to live with it.
A psychological healing?
Exactly. The medicine is the result.
Ah.
We apply our techniques, our craft, our skills, and so forth to provide the opportunity, you know, for it to happen.
So you'll be sharing tools about how to do some healing.
I will. I'll be passing out a medicine wheel in the English language on how to find more movement inside you. In martial arts, we say movement is truth. Truth is movement. We also say all battles are with the self or within the self. We're going to give some guidelines on watching how many these qualities that you have in projects, personal relationships, but eventually we really want to promote doing it in nature, to using some of these qualities out in nature, open up the magic and the intimacy with the spirits of the plants, the animals, the rocks, our Colorado River here.
Give an example.
Example. A mountain lion a few weeks back within a few car lengths of me, and I was basically just able to stand there without fear and say, okay, I'm out of here. I know this is your territory. No problem. And it just looked at me like, you know, like nothing to it, you know? And I just walked away. There was no adrenaline.
And that's significant. No adrenaline.
No adrenaline. I got more adrenaline talking on the radio with you than I do visiting a mountain lion.
You're safe. You're so safe. And so we're talking then about the ability to really perceive some of the energy under things that makes it possible for us to speak this language.
Exactly. Exactly. It's a universal language. It's always there. It's around us at all the time. All we have to do is kind of slow down and become it.
What are one of the qualities you're talking about when you're talking about becoming or slowing down and letting these qualities be there that can help drop into this greater receptivity?
Grandfather came off of a Christian theology, of course, and a Native American ceremonial wisdom. When he first gave it to me, he said there are four things. Everything was in fours, of course. There's forgiveness, there's unity, there's love and respect. These four things humans have to remember. Put them all together, not individually, put them all together, and you have a certain amount of movement or truth to any experience. Forgiveness, unity, love, respect. Instead of thinking of them as their defined literal definition, think of them as qualities that allow movement to happen.
Let's do pick one out and okay. Just discuss it for a minute. What does that mean, unity, as a compelling force for movement?
So in that case, the example I talked about with the mountain lion that happened a few weeks ago, I was the mountain lion. We were unified. We weren't separate. I spoke to it. That cat had its body and I had mine. But we weren't separate. If you go into the Colorado River for a swim, if you are part of the water, you just move with the water. You move unified. You don't move as two individuals. You've talked to the river runners here that are running the water quite a bit. When they're part of their boat and when they're not, they're two different things. When they're part of the boat, and the boat is part of the water, it's just a dance.
You don't have to go up into your head and figure out anything, really,
no,
do you?
No, you're just there in the moment. But when you're trying to sort it all out and you're separate, then you have to operate separate. So unity is trying to describe that. When you put those two things together, those two sides...
Traditional wisdoms and New Age wisdoms are really coming together now, aren't they, to describe this way forward, healing.
Yes.
Healing spiritually and psychologically.
Yeah, that's another issue, of course, because in linear time we'd call it new. But in circular time, it isn't new, it's just coming around again.
So we're having a discussion with Guy Lone Eagle Gillishammer, who is He is two things. He is a Norwegian bachelor farmer from the Midwest, and he's also Anishinaabe and Métis. So you have within you then some really interesting translations going on a very core level, from which you've learned enough to share some of the tools as a, do you call yourself also a doctor? You do healing work out there.
I'm kind of a spiritual doctor, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you're going to be teaching at the Mark, and it's going to be a freebie. And there is going to be then a little bit further of a possibility. If people want to go further with this, then they can find out more about you and your work. But this thing at the Mark is going to be free and open.
It's just a giveaway to the community. I'm trying to plan on two follow-up classes that are done on the phone for people that want more clarity as to what we're doing at the Mark that night.
Right.
And there are some things in the wind about offering some of the old ways in a more bigger scale. But we're not there yet.
Right. About if it is all about relationship, what needs our attention most of all? Because what this points to is that we are all able to do healing on ourselves and the planet just by being more aware that we are related to everything. Is sort of what that's telling me. And if that's the case, and the Earth is able to show us in this symbolic way, I'm just kind of curious what you think, what you hear is the thing that kind of is the most red alert, five-alarm fire that needs our attention right now.
If you're speaking with reference to the health of the Earth as a whole...
I kind of am, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, what I'm hearing from the elders I speak to in the physical world and the ones that are the one I'm becoming, I think the more I've ever got connected to the magic of the Earth or related to it, that it is part of me, the less I need to conquer it, the less I need to consume it. Because if I consume out of it, I'm consuming myself. I'm just eating away at myself. So it's taken me a while. You know, I got a hard head. That's my dad's side, I'm sure. But I'm getting back at him on that one. But getting related, it just changes your whole attitude. It changes your whole relationship to every day. So you go get to experience the magic of it rather than try to get through it.
Or become more powerful through it in order to dominate more effectively.
Well, you don't have any legend to build. And you don't have no magical character to defend. You just are.
It kind of drops all the filters, doesn't it?
Drops all the filters, all the masks. Puts an intimate honesty on the table where you're raw and you're vulnerable all the time. And it's magical and mysterious. Basically, that's it, yeah. It's really simple. We just make it really complicated.
Yeah, we're so good at that, aren't we?
We are, and I am included, you know.
Ditto.
For many, many years. So we're going to play a little bit that night, you know, and we're just going to just do some simple things, have some fun, have some laughs.
If they're interested in finding out more about these traditions, where do you send them? Where do you like to go swimming in the World Wide Web?
You're good. You're good. I would actually really turn them over to go lay down on a rock.
You'd say, unplug, don't go online. Here's real motherload of info.
Here's the thing, you know. I've been in the alternative healing practice, if you call it that, for 30-some years. Even the word healing implies there's something wrong. Going and laying on a rock doesn't. I can tell you what I've learned is that as soon as somebody makes a phone call to set up an appointment or makes a phone call to say that they're going to go to a ceremony, their subconscious is already fired up and they're already into their personal process of trying to get there. And if they stay with it, about 90% of the work is already done before they ever get to the time that they're supposed to do the work. So I would say don't go run around on Google and look for a lot of information that chances are won't really help the evening. Go lay on a rock. Get it from the mother. Don't get it from somebody that doesn't have a connection to the mother. Go get it from the mother. I mean, the worst part about, well, I used to do this. Maybe you did too, you know. Somebody would give me some information that was kind of conflictual to my interpretation. The first thing I'm going to do is go talk to my friends. I'm not going to go talk to somebody that knows better. I'm going to go talk to somebody that can support that mechanism and get that thing locked in again. Well, you know, that's not the way it's going to solve itself. Best thing, go out to the mother, go lay with the tree. Go enjoy the air, watch the stars, whatever you want to do. We got one of the most magical places in the planet here to do all that. And we're not restricted very many months out of the year from it being cozy.
It's pretty accessible.
It's pretty accessible. So we really don't have any real legitimate excuses.
I love that in that one little conversation, we're able to illustrate the difference between information and wisdom. We are swimming in information, and wisdom is hard come by. So thank you for sharing the pearls of yours that you have spent a long time trying to understand between the traditional wisdoms and the ones that we now call New Age. Thank you, Lone Eagle. Thank you, Guy.
You're welcome, Christy. Come on out and play with us. We're going to have some fun.
Oh, what are the requirements then? Lay on a rock?
Lay on a rock.
Homework before you come in?
Lay on a rock.
Go lay on a rock. Okay.
Yeah.
For people that want to, so they just show up. There's no call you ahead of time, no RSVP, no seating is limited, no you have to know how to meditate, nothing.
No, just be respectful. Come on in, try to be on time so we can all play together.
6:30 to 9:30 at the Mark, August 25th. Thank you, Guy.
You're welcome. Oh.